Welcome to module number 3 on systems. We're going to talk about systems, and lesson number 1 is about pulling the pieces together. Remember, systems are important because you're not a copywriter. That's one of the cornerstones of this program. By definition, you're not a writer waiting for the muse on high to give you inspiration to produce sales copy. Instead, you're a project manager in charge of assembling components of a sales product or a sales piece or a piece of sales copy. And we're going to talk about a step-by-step process of assembling that copy. In fact, it's a 7-step system to writing killer copy fast because you want to get it done and out the door as quickly as possible. Step 1 is gather your resources. Gather resources. And by now, as we've discussed and gone through the modules in mindset and tools, you should have a ton of resources. You should have customer profile information, details about your offer, its pricing and urgency. You're getting all that based on what we discussed already and by using the tools you'll find inside the Killer Copy Cookbook. Inside the cookbook, you'll find a number of questions and fill-in-the-blank step-by-step forms for understanding what you need to convey in your sales piece. You understand the features of your program, product, or service in detail. You also understand the benefits of each feature and how that means something important to your prospect. Remember, WIIFM, What's In It For Me, is everybody's favorite radio station. So you need to make sure you have What's In It For Me identified for everything you're offering in your program. You need to understand the details of that offer. You understand its pricing structure. You understand the value of every feature in your program. You understand why every feature is so valuable and the change they can make in people's lives. You understand the urgency, why they need to act now. You also have a solid guarantee. Hopefully, you've created a great name for that guarantee. It's not just 100% money-back guarantee, but rather something that's interesting and says it in an interesting way. You have the call to action nailed down so the prospect knows exactly what to do. You have all this and more. And one of the most important things you understand is the ultimate transformation your prospect will experience after having embraced and obtained your program, product, or service. You understand how great their life will be. You understand their before and after story, how life sucked before, but now things are insanely better. You understand how they feel now that the pain they had before has been released, all thanks to you. It's all there, written down in your copy cookbook, in a notebook, in a Word doc, whatever. You have all the answers you put down. So step 2, once you have all your resources gathered, you now need to figure out the model to use for your letter, email, webinar, postcard, whatever. I always have a model in mind before I write a single word, and I tend to go back to 3 basic sources for my models, and they're not mutually exclusive. You can use all 3 when pulling together a sales piece. First, I look through the swipe files I've been collecting for years and years. Not just one kind of swipe, because I'm on all kinds of mailing lists, so I get all kinds. And I save my junk mail, I save websites, I even buy swipe files. I have an extensive collection, and I like going through them. It's actually fun to look at powerful, effective presentations and think, how could I leverage this for my project? So go back to your swipe files for inspiration. You want to choose a template, and I've given you a number of templates in the copy cookbook. So go back there and pick a template. Now, you don't need to have an extensive 15-step template like I have on this slide. Sometimes it could just be as simple as attention, interest, desire, action. That old school template of AIDA. Or you could just go with problem, agitate, solve. That's a formula. That's a template. Well, regardless, pick something. Pick a template. Know exactly what you're going to use in your copy piece. Another thing you could do is you can recycle. I'm a big fan of recycling. I find it extremely valuable to go through pre-existing materials that I've written before, letters, emails, etc. They're a fantastic source of inspiration ideas, especially if you're sending a similar offer to the same audience. Well, there's features you can reuse. There's benefits you can reuse. You can recycle bullet points, headlines, subheads. There's a ton of materials in your old emails, letters, and other materials you can leverage and recycle for new and updated promotions. The reason why recycling is so valuable is you never want to start from a blank page. I never start from a blank page when I'm writing, even for something as simple as a short email or a postcard. When creating a sales piece, I always look to find something I can use to kick off the thinking process. For example, here's a headline I love: my radical, unpopular coronavirus theory. I think it was brilliant, and I loved it because it could inspire all kinds of other headlines. For example, my radical, unpopular retire before you turn 50 theory. When you recycle something, starting from an existing piece of copy, it can help inspire that big idea, that hook for your email, your letter, your webinar. And that first headline is really important. And finding a template or recycling something that worked before will save you tons of time rather than just trying to brainstorm all this stuff. Step three is follow the structure of the source you plan to mock. Again, you want to find something well-suited for your purposes. And when I say model, I mean model its structure, but using different words. You're absolutely not copying what people have done before. You're not even necessarily copying what you've done before. Instead, you're swiping like a professional. You're leveraging it for inspiration, building upon the foundation of its past performance. Here's a 12-point template that I think is extremely powerful and you can consider using. Step one is your headline, so identify a powerful, benefit-oriented headline. Step two is your opening paragraph. Step three, you state your unique selling proposition. That's the USP. Now, I'm not going to go into that because it's been well documented in multiple places, including Dan Kennedy's Magnetic Marketing. Your USP is what makes you unique. It answers why people should buy from you as opposed to any and all other alternatives. So state your USP in step three. Step four is you list your credibility and reasons to believe what you say. Step five, you list the features and benefits of your program using bullet points. Step six, testimonials, because social proof from happy customers is extremely powerful. As a side note, don't send anything out without a testimonial if it's at all possible. Step seven, set the buying criteria. This is how you frame your offer in such a way that you are the only logical choice when solving this problem and seeking a solution. For example, warning, don't look to any other copywriting solution unless it meets the following criteria. Step eight, give your price. Step nine, list your bonuses. Step 10, your guarantee. Step 11 is a call to action. And here's what to do next. Make sure they know exactly what to do. Step 12 is to use your PS, because that's some of the most valuable real estate in any piece of copy. So that's a template you can use. There's other templates in the copy cookbook. Now we're on to the next step in our seven-step system, which is set a deadline. It is so important to set deadlines for your writing, regardless of whether you're writing something as simple as a tiny email or as complex as a multi-step campaign. You want to have a deadline. Having a deadline, as we've discussed earlier, drives you forward and energizes your writing because it reinforces to you on a deep emotional gut level that you have to get it done. Now, make sure you track and measure your performance in achieving deadlines. What you learn from this is extremely valuable. The more you do this, the better you'll be able to understand how long it takes you to produce specific types of copy. How long it takes you to produce a landing page, how long it takes you to produce an email. All of these things will go into your bucket of copywriting self-awareness. And very quickly, you'll be able to schedule your projects far more accurately. You won't be guessing how long something takes. You will know. Again, you're a project manager. You must be aware of how long it takes you to accomplish things. So set that deadline and start writing. Then, when you hit that deadline, stop and take a cold, hard look at what you accomplished. At this point, it's important to grasp the reality of something called minimum viable product. You may not think that what you produce is perfect. And in fact, it isn't going to be perfect. But there's a concept from software development called minimum viable product, which means it's good enough to release to the world. may not be everything you ever wanted, but it's good enough to put out there to see what kind of reaction it gets. And in the software world, you want to get to minimum viable product as quickly as possible. That marketing asset you just created is exactly the same. You will make sure you have a sales piece that is minimally viable to produce the results you want. Again, we can edit, rewrite, and tweak until we all go crazy, but the truth of the matter is you don't know until you actually send it out there. So you want to measure how well you hit that deadline by evaluating whether that sales letter, landing page, whatever, is at least minimally acceptable. Did it at least clear the bar so it can be used and tested? Then you can make it better as necessary. And step five is where we do that. We let it rest. You want to let it rest. Optimally, I like to let it rest about 24 hours a day. You want to make sure you allocate some time for this, for the let it rest period in your overall prep schedule. Make sure you put that in the schedule. I like to let it sit overnight so I can come back to it the next day with totally fresh eyes. Now, sometimes I know you can't do this. Sometimes there's an opportunity that you just need to jump on quickly. But even then, find a way to give it some rest. Maybe just get up from your desk, grab a cup of coffee, go for a walk, do something, let your mind clear. Walk away from that piece of copy. Then, when you return, you'll be looking at that piece of copy with fresh eye. Taking the time to let it rest is insanely valuable. Step six is your final check. You've let it rest. You've come back with fresh eyes, and now you do that final run through and cleanup. This is why having a final edit checklist is so valuable, to make sure that every key point, headline, call to action, urgency, typos, working technology, etc., has been addressed and resolved. One of the most important things in that checklist is to double check, triple check the call to action, because you cannot afford to not get that right. If there's a phone number to call, call that number. Make sure it's the one you want and it works. If there is a link to a website, go to that website to make sure it's functioning properly. Do not leave this to chance. Double check the call to action to make sure it works. Now, every single piece of copy may not require extensive editorial analysis. For example, when you're writing a simple short email promoting an opt-in page, you don't have to kill yourself in overthinking the edit. But again, make sure to double check the call to action. That's critically important. Always also double check the headline. Look for typos in your headlines and subheads. They always find their way in. Make sure everything you've written says interesting things in interesting ways. Okay, you've gone through the checklist. You've identified some areas that still need some work. Step seven, do your edit. Do your cleanup. Great. Now get it out the door. Ship it. You can't afford to delay forever. Ask yourself, has it gotten to the point of being a minimal viable product where you think, okay, this is good enough? Dan Kennedy would say, good enough is good enough. You don't know until it's done, until someone actually takes a look at it and you get a response. Remember, in marketing, there's no such thing as failure. There's only results. You can get good results or you can get not so good results. But you don't know until you ship. All right. Now we're going to go on to Module 3, Lesson 2.